This is Lake Effect from WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich, in for Jane Hamden. For many kids, learning music means learning how to play the piano or the violin at private lessons. For the kids whose parents might not be able to afford a private teacher or who are just interested in other things, schools are where they learn about music in an academic way anyway. But with budget constraints, many school districts are trimming their music instruction. Hal Kasanek is trying to reverse that trend. Kasanek is from Waukesha. He goes by a couple of nicknames, Dr. Hal, or more simply, the Didgeridude. Kasanek speaks to groups ranging in age from the very young to the very old about connecting with music. When he speaks to a group, he brings along a variety of unusual, mostly homemade instruments made from materials like PVC pipe, as he did when he came to the Lake Effect Studios. I asked him whether a trip to Home Depot for him was like a trip to the music store.
As a musician, and really what I tell young people is a sound detective, I'm looking for sounds wherever I can find them. And as you see around here, what's displayed here, you're going to find that Goodwill is also included in that, St. Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army. So wherever I can find sounds that are of interest to me, that's where I'm going to go. And, of course, I see a lot of things that I can create sounds out of.
What was the first instrument that you played?
Harmonica. I am so happy that you asked that question because I happen to have one here in the black bag. Let's see if...
And how old were you when you picked up the harmonica?
I was in fourth grade. I distinctly remember not performing very well on a spelling bee, and this young man who was there at the time beat me in that, and somehow I thought that by becoming a harmonica player, I was going to do something that was going to be fantastically brilliant, and I did. I really enjoyed the harmonica. I just went to a store, and I picked one up, and I don't think I ever learned how to play it. I just played it. It is interesting that you asked that, too, because I start a lot of my programs with harmonica. I'm the kind of musician that says if it feels good and expresses something inside you, then that's something you ought to play.
And so then the road took you from harmonica to something called the gazimba.
It took me from harmonica to trumpet, which I spent a great deal of time on. Then after maybe 15, 20 years and a career as a professional musician and a music educator, I finally decided that the direction I really wanted to go was with the building of instruments. So I find that my romance with music has taken me into an area also that's been somewhat of a romance with creative ideas that put together engineering ideas, arts ideas, sort of puts a lot of things together.
Well, and a minute ago you said something that I think sounds like it has resonance, if you'll pardon the use of that term, with a lot of what you have here, which is that for you at first harmonica was really, it felt good to play it. And I'm looking at the instruments that you have here, and they all seem to kind of fall in that same genre. And so I should have you introduce us to what you have around this room.
Well, if we would like to start with a very simple instrument. There's an instrument here called a zampogna, which is made out of PVC pipe.
And this looks kind of like a pan flute.
That's right. It's exactly the same as a pan flute. It's something that's been in the musical tradition in many cultures for as many as 3,000, 4,000 years. You find it in Europe. You find it in South America. That comes from a tradition that's been handed down for 3,000 years from the Incas. I feel that once I learn a piece on an instrument like this, that I'm carrying a story, a real story with me that illuminates a feeling of the culture.
And it sounds like you're not just introducing kids to music, you're basically introducing them to ethnomusicology almost.
And also trying to get them into a little bit of the technology of instrument making. I have a small bottle of water here, and something I introduced to them is how you can take a little drink out of the water, as I've done, and of course blow across the top, and a little more, and how the sound actually goes down. Later we end up putting popcorn in there and making shakers out of that.
At a larger scale, the more visible of the items in this room is very similar to what you were just holding in your hands, and that's the gazimba.
The instrument that, as you say, looks just like a set of pan pipes, only they're about 1.5 inch PVC, and they're about 30 inches long. I've set caps on top, and I've set caps, one set of caps on what we call one rank of pipes, which is about 11 pipes, is a kind of a solid plastic cap, and then another set of pipes which have the same tunings but are in opposite direction in, as far as low to high, they're with a softer cap. It's kind of a vinyl cap, and I do some things on the inside, which is the only proprietary thing that I've got on this piece right now. So, but let me play a little bit for you. Rather than blowing in, you can touch these pipes. Those are the hard plastic. The softer vinyl sound. I'm using something, a scale, which is a pretty popular one used today in a lot of elementary music, especially for instrumental music, where you can improvise pretty easily. It's called a pentatonic scale. Basically, it's just do, re, mi, sol, la. So you take out fa and you take out ti, and you have a pentatonic scale. And then you could pretty much play anything on this, and it will sound pretty good. Something on the gazimba.
Outstanding. Most of the kids that you work with have probably been exposed to music for some time. So what does what you do when you introduce a grade school kid to the gazimba or the pan pipes, how does that, what you do with them, complement what they already are exposed to, whether it's, you know, stuff like Baby Einstein when they're a little kid, or the kinds of things that that elementary school students are listening to these days?
You know, I often listen to public radio, and I often hear people say, that's a very good question, but that really is a very good question. So, often in music, we say that we're a creative art, but I often feel that we're more a recreative art. We're frequently putting notes in front of children and saying, this is the way it has to go, and we expect them to play that way. What I want to bring is a sense of, here's the line, here's the form. Now you go ahead and create something with it and have some fun. Listen to the sounds. Learn to listen carefully. The whole idea of playing with sound is what I'm trying to get children to think about. Also the idea of they too can manipulate sound to make something that might even be called a composition. It doesn't have to happen with notes. It might happen with a recording.
Let me have you head over to the pot lids, and can I talk you into playing a little something on them?
First of all, I have a great big grandfather pot lid over here that is about 14 inches across diameter. It's a lid that I got at the Goodwill store. I'm one of their better customers. Now, this can go for about 45 minutes. Not
45
really
minutes.
45 minutes. Actually, about 60, 65 seconds. There's some other pot lids here. I'm going to start out
And they're on a big wooden rack.
One of the ones that I thought was unusual was one that has two tones at the same time. They're a half a step apart. It's a dissonant, gives a great sense of anxiousness, perhaps, or something bad has just happened. It's an E and an E flat, both at the same time. Now, this is the top of a pressure cooker. It's kind of an interesting metaphor.
I was just going to say.
These are some of the other ones. That's a few of them. When I have children play those, I usually add a little bit of form to what they're doing by playing on an instrument that's from the island of Bali. It's called a gongza. It's a wooden instrument with bronze bars. The wood part of the instrument is just beautifully carved. That has a scale and it has a whole tonal structure that is quite different from what's happening here with the pot lids. And because it is so different, it just makes sense when it's played together. So things just come together very interestingly that way.
And there are actually a variety of instruments now that you make and that people have original Hal Kasanek instruments in their possession. The flute is an example.
Right, the native flute that sounds... I started making those out of PVC pipe and then found out that the perception about PVC was that it was toxic. And ultimately, I ended up having it made out of ABS, so now I'm in the business. I have the appropriate coloring in it, so it's FDA approved, and you can literally put this in your mouth, and at least for the time being, everybody feels that it's perfectly safe. So that's a great thing.
And your flute was sitting on top of a shower head, so I can't that opportunity go by.
When I discuss sound, I usually discuss how sound actually occurs in a tube and even on a string. Of course, we all know that there are sound waves. You could take a simple shower hose, take the head off, and take the bottom off. I'm using a trumpet mouthpiece on the end of this, but... And, of course, another thing that you can do with these shower hoses...
Aside from taking showers.
Oh, I never thought you could use them for that reason. I have a regular funnel here from the kitchen. And I put that in where the acceptor for the faucet comes. And it looks a little bit like a French horn. I call it a funnel phonium shower hosium. Okay. The symphony is going to go running after me or not.
No, but it's amazing what a beautiful sound you can get out of a shower hose, a funnel, and a trumpet mouthpiece.
Right, and that's to show that there's no mystery in these instruments, that in their fundamental state, they're very, very simple. And it's a matter of learning a little bit of technique. Well, in this case, a little bit more than a little bit of technique, I hope. But also... This is a demonstration, too, that you can say, well, that sounds very serious. I get a certain feeling from that sound. Sounds are important because they can manipulate my feeling. They can give me a sense of feeling. In the same way that I could take this same horn and I can go, putting my hand over it and making it look like a little rolled-up trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
of an interesting sort of thing. We can go from the contrast of being very serious, maybe very patriotic feeling or whatever the feeling is, to something that makes you feel entirely different.
Hal Kasanek, a.k.a. Dr. Hal, or the Didgeridood, does workshops, assemblies, and presentations about music of the world. In a past life, he was chair of the music department at Carroll College in Waukesha. We're listening to him now on a homemade didgeridoo made from PVC pipe. When we return, world music of a different sort, the Bauron. This is Lake Effect.